so dynamic, so magnetic, so effervescent, so full of energy and vitality.
Is it Herman?
No.
Is it Sherman?
No.
Is it Eddie? Is it Freddie?
Oh, no, no, no.
Is it Hart? Is it Shatner? Is it Marx, perhaps?
Oh, you'll never, never guess it. Don't snap your cap.
It's just
Miss Judy Garland.
Here's the little gal who's earned a number one priority in your pinup department, both in your barracks wall and in your hire, Judy Garland.
Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings. From the moment I saw him, I fell.
Hey, everyone. This is Mindy. Thanks for listening to another episode of Old Time Radio. Next in our Judy Garland series is her appearance on The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope, that aired on March 7th, 1939. And as a special treat, we have a guest star of our own, Cece.
Well, thank you. I didn't realize I was the star.
Guest star. I'm just kidding.
Oh,
Judy,
you're right.
Is always
guest
the star.
This is true. This is true.
You got to recognize your diva.
Man, I got a swelled head and my balloon busted all in one.
You could still have a swelled head. Just always Judy. No. No, thanks for listening. I thought this was a good show. I hadn't listened to Bob Hope radio of any kind before. On TV and movies and stuff is all I've ever kind of seen him. So had you listened to him before? Or
I've over the last few years when I've been listening to Old Time Radio, I've come across a few of his that I've listened to. And they're always fun. I mean, I knew him more from movies growing up, like the road shows and stuff. But every now and then I did hear one or two of his radio shows and I always wondered, what's Pepsodent? And then I finally figured out, oh, it's toothpaste.
Yep.
And then I was like, what's Irium?
With Irium, yeah.
I still haven't looked that up, so.
Well, I saw the advertisement, like a print ad, when I was looking some stuff up, and it uncovers a white layer of your teeth, which just sounds like erosion, so I don't know. I didn't look it up either, but it was mentioned.
Is that
several
supposed
times.
To be like the tooth whitening ingredient of the day or something?
Maybe it still is and just has a nice different name. Irium sounds very atomic bombish or something.
I know, that's what I was thinking. Irium, and then we'll supplement with a little bit of plutonium.
Exactly. For that super bright smile. Well, I'm sure you know one of Judy's early kind of hits was her song about Clark Gable.
Right.
So yeah. I thought it was really cute how they transitioned from Gable into this supposed crush she had on Bob Hope. And this, it had to be you.
I heard that and I had to laugh because I knew about the Clark Gable song. And then all of a sudden it switched over to Bob Hope and I was like,
I know, because God love him. He did not look anything like Clark Gable.
Oh, no.
But it was, you know, he had his own charm, but.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of brought up in the little skit, too, like why Judy chose him to have a crush on.
Which cracks me up. I want to say, like, the big punchline because it's so funny, but. We'll leave that as a surprise, I guess. But
yes, we should do so.
Because when she said, I was actually listening to this when I was getting ready. I have early morning trainings, sort of, where I have to get up early. And so I was kind of up earlier than usual. And I just went ahead and played it while I was getting ready. And I was just like halfway through doing who knows what in my process of trying to be presentable. And actually just started laughing out loud, even though I was trying to be quiet because other people were sleeping. Yeah. It's just funny. And I knew that she was on his show several times, but I didn't know that she was actually a regular up until she won an Oscar, or a special Oscar they gave back then for younger performers. And then
the juvenile performers. Yeah.
Right. And so she, MGM, was like, yeah, that radio stuff isn't banking. So like she had to go back to being a guest star, but their chemistry was so great that there for a while she was an actual recurring.
I didn't know that either until I was actually looking up a few things myself, and that's one of the things I learned. And I was like, oh, I had no idea. So there are probably a lot of Bob Hope shows out there with Judy on them.
I think so.
So let's hope they still exist and we can resurrect them and play them for everyone.
Right. Well, and I didn't know either the Bob Hope, well, the Pepsodent show starring Bob Hope, which is ridiculous. The Bob Hope show was on the air for 10 years. And it was
It was?
Yeah. Like, and I assumed it was popular during World War II, but yeah. It was a 10-year run. And he actually traveled and did the show from a lot of military bases and stuff. Huh. It really didn't have a whole lot of shows that broadcast from their actual studio.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't realize it went that long. Okay, so right at the beginning, you know, Bob done some of his, you know, shotgun comic things, and then he turns it over to the announcer who announces Judy, and then right behind him, Bob's like, and now we're going to have our singer sing this. I was like, did they jump the gun introducing Judy, or was that just supposed to be a teaser saying she'll be on a little bit later, so let's keep listening?
You know, it didn't occur to me. I assumed that it was a teaser. I don't know. Maybe it was a mistake.
Because the announcer announced it, and the way he announced it, I thought she was going to be on like right after that. And then, but no, it was Bob saying, and now we're going to have a song by blah, blah, blah. And I was like, but what about Judy?
She was really popular already, so it probably was a teaser, like the little things that pop up when you watch TV. Like, you can't watch a show without getting ads for another show. Yeah. Maybe that's what it was. Like, hey, we know why you're here, but she's here, but not yet. And then the other song was the Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like I've heard of that song, but until I heard it, I realized I had never actually heard the song. I really liked it, and it was one that she ended up singing in Babes in Arms, which was one of the Mickey Rooney movies. So yeah, I don't know, that's what I have said a few times already on this particular series, is there's just so much stuff that doesn't end up in her kind of compilation CDs or greatest hits type stuff, at least not the ones I've been exposed to or own. So there's all of these really early career songs that she does. They're so awesome. So it's been fun for me to hear all these different things pop up. So
I'm sure you can find them on YouTube. I mean, mm-hmm. In this episode, Bob made a crack about Clark Gable being a tap dancer, which is what he's not known for. But I was curious and looked it up, and there's a YouTube video of him tap dancing to the song Putting on the Ritz. I was like, oh, that's so cool. So I found a lot of songs sung by people that you don't usually see on a CD, or mm-hmm. maybe I shouldn't say usually don't find, maybe that I have not yet found on a CD. So you could probably still get like the audio or something from YouTube of Judy singing, you know?
Yeah, I noticed there's a lot on there, and it's also cool because they obviously, most people will put pictures along with it, or then all the comments actually, I mean, she still has a huge fan base. So
you go
in the comments and you find out all these other like little facts, or they'll link things that you can, you know, all these great websites about her life or career. And yeah,
you could spend your whole life looking through the internet.
Well, yeah, that's true. I try to limit it, but so, and this is actually, she's, from my understanding of her life at this point, they just wrapped up The Wizard of Oz, and then it's in post-production for a few months, and she starts doing a promotional tour for a couple of movies, including that, kind of one of the few, I think, gaps where she's not just constantly doing 3 movies at once or something. It's coming again. She's already done it, but it's coming again. It's just a nice little promotional tour.
That has to be like so grueling to do 3 movies at once. Oh my goodness.
Especially when you're not just the actor, you're also the singer and possibly the dancer, depending on the movie. Like,
oh yeah.
There's like so much rehearsal involved, and it wasn't just her. I mean, there were several stars at the time that did that too.
Yeah.
I'm hoping there's a lot more of the Bob Hope ones to come. I actually like the show itself too. He's got a good sense of humor, obviously. He's known for it. Yeah. But it's like an easy sense of humor. Like, it's a natural comedy to me. It doesn't feel as scripted as it. I mean, it's obviously scripted, but it doesn't feel scripted when he does it. So did you have any other thoughts about it, or ready to go listen?
I thought it was interesting the way they put a plug in for the movie Never Say Die.
Yeah.
that made me laugh. And I actually hadn't heard of that film. And I was like, wait, is that a real film? Because I thought I'd heard of most of the Bob Hope films.
Mm-hmm.
And so I looked it up. And there are actually a few different movies called Never Say Die. But there is a 1939 film with Bob Hope called Never Say Die. And so I thought that was just kind of clever how they...
Yeah.
How they like sneak it in, but they're not subtle about it. They're obvious about how they're doing it.
Right.
So that just made me laugh.
Yeah. And the only way that works for me is when they're just like, obviously, like, this is shameless, but here we go.
Yeah. So it's fun. It's fun to listen to this one and just see, you know, how they slightly put some stuff in or put, mm-hmm. you know, little spins on ideas that you think is going one way and then boop, it goes around the corner and goes a different way. I enjoyed it. This is a fun one.
Yeah, I think so.
I do wish Judy could have been on a little longer, but, you know.
I always wish that. Even if everybody else is super awesome, just like, and there's still not more Judy, so. No, great. Well, if that's all you got. That's all I've gotten.
Excellent.
Awesome. So, well, yeah, enjoy this one. I think it, I don't know if it's the very first time she was on his show, but it's one of the earliest times, so I kind of hear the forming of a good comedic relationship there. So
yeah, I think so.
As usual, hope you enjoy it.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The smiles of Pepsodent make bright for merry men. We'll shine tonight with brighter light. Here's hope that sunny gent.
Ah, thank you so much. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is the Pepsodent Kid, Bob Hope, still eating three meals a day with your teeth. I'm a little tired tonight. I just got back from the Santa Anita Handicap. I would have been here sooner, but I stopped to have my barrel pressed. Santa Anita, that's the outdoor version of You Can't Take It With You. But really, it's beautiful out there, folks. The grass on the infield is gorgeous. After the fourth race, I had some of it for lunch. And they've enlarged Santa Anita this year, and I want to tell you, the whole place is run just like a machine, a vacuum cleaner. I've never seen so many people in one place. The crowds were so heavy, the pickpockets had to put on extra help. In fact, they were so busy, they wouldn't pick the pocket of a tweed suit. The fuzz slowed them up too much. One pickpocket lifted my wallet and the list of the horses I was going to bet on. He took one look at the list, handed me back my wallet, and gave me an extra dollar for car fare. And you should have seen the automobiles out there. I've never seen so many cars. It looked like the backyard of the finance company. I hear Morgenthau wants to trade his job for the parking concession. I came late and had to park at the end of the parking lot. In fact, when I got out of my car, I found out I had paid a quarter to park in my own driveway. They say it's hard to get back to town in traffic, but I fooled them. I left before the first race. I wish I had. Skinny gave me a tip on the handicap. He said the horse can't lose. The jockey's been eating garlic, and the horse will win trying to get away. First time I ever saw a jockey ride a horse backwards. I said, what's the idea of riding a horse backwards? He said, I have to. It makes the horse nervous to have anyone look over his shoulder. Nice horse. Every once in a while, he'd look around to see if his plow was on straight. He was so far behind, his tail showed in the photo finish. Really, the jockey pulled him up so much, it's the first time I ever saw a horse finish with a bit under his tail. I should have known better when I saw the jockey carrying an overnight bag. And now, Bill Goodwin.
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, our guest is that grand little star from MGM, Miss Judy Garland.
And now, Skinny Ennis and our six hits and a miss swing out with Could Be. Take it, talent.
Skinny, could be he'll sing us a song.
Could be that yellow moon is just a big balloon and not that yellow moon above. Could be that angel face is something out of space, and not that angel face I love. Could be this heart of mine is just a valentine, and not this heart of mine at all. Could be a dream I see, but if you're asking me, could be I'm in love, could be. Dream I see, but if you're asking me,
really, truly, I'm blowing my top. Could be I'm in love, could be.
Say, Bob, you know, you really looked swell out there at the Santa Anita Derby last Saturday.
Bill, that's Derby. The English say Derby, and the Americans say Derby.
Yeah, and the losers say nuts. Yeah. Say, Bob, I hear the owners of the horses out at Santa Anita sit in boxes that have their names on them.
That's right, Bill. There's the Whitney box, the Vanderbilt box, Bradley, Astor.
Yeah, well, what was the name of the box you were sitting in, Bob?
A Sun-Kissed. Say, how did you like that suit I had on?
Suit? Where did you get that thing? It looked like it was cut down from a shroud.
Is that so? I'll have you know I was the best-dressed man at Santa Anita. I was a regular Bo Brummel.
Hello, Bo. What do you hear from the other Bummels?
Well, Patsy Kelly. Well... Say, Patsy, I saw you out at Santa Anita Saturday.
Santa Anita? Slot machines with horses.
Why, Patsy, it's a privilege to go to a beautiful track like Santa Anita. Why, do you know what the name Santa Anita means?
Oh, yes, I know. It's Spanish for hello, sucker.
Say, weren't you out there with Skinny and his brother?
Yeah, the three of us hitchhiked out there.
Didn't you? Really? Didn't your thumbs get awfully tired?
Oh, no, we didn't have to use our thumbs. We just waved Skinny's brother.
Well, tell me, is his brother that thin?
Thin? Why, that guy has to wear snowshoes when he takes a bath so he won't slide down the drain.
Now, wait a minute, Patsy. Skinny's brother isn't that skinny.
Oh, no, listen. That guy is so thin, he just got himself a daytime job stuffing olives.
Stuffing olives?
Yeah, he crawls through the olives, dragging the pimento behind him.
Hi, everybody.
Well, hiya, Skinny.
Well, if it isn't Tremble Tonsil.
Hello, Patsy.
Hello, Bated Breath. Say, why don't you inhale once and see how it feels to rough it?
Now, listen, see here, Kelly. You can't talk to me like that. Don't forget, I'm a man, incidentally.
Incidentally? You mean accidentally.
Listen, Kelly, before you say another word, just take a look at those bulging muscles.
Muscles? Where? I don't see any muscles.
Doggone it, I forgot to put them on tonight.
Say, Patsy, I heard that your family was out here for the big race.
Yeah, they just got here from back east.
Back east, huh? How are things in Pomona? Yeah. Say, I suppose they've been out to the studio to watch you make pictures.
Yeah, they came out on the set and watched me work on my last picture.
Say, I saw that picture, Patsy. Say, what were those swallows doing flying across the screen?
Those weren't swallows. My father was sitting on one side of the set and the cuspidor was on the other.
Say, well, what does your family think of our radio program?
Well, I'll give you an idea. I just got a letter from my uncle back in Brooklyn.
Really? What does he say?
Well, here it is. Dear Patsy, the Pepsodent Show is much improved. You're much better than you were. Skinny Ennis is much better, and Jerry Colonna is much improved.
Well, doesn't he say anything about me?
Oh, yes, here. P.S. Hope you are the same. So long.
Say, Bob.
Yeah, Bill?
How long was that big race last Saturday?
Well, it was a mile and a quarter, Bill.
Well, just what does that mean, Bob?
Well, it means it was the horse's last mile and my last quarter.
Oh, well, now, don't be discouraged, Bob. You know our motto, never say die.
Never say die. Yeah. Opens at the Paramount Theater in New York tomorrow. Plug. Where were we?
Well, listen, if you ever get another quarter, I know lots of things to do with it.
What, for instance, Bill?
Well, for instance, Bob, for a quarter, you can get a tube of Pepsodent toothpaste. And that's the only toothpaste that contains irium. You know, irium is the lively agent that sparks up Pepsodent's cleansing power. Gently, safely, but ever so quickly, irium helps Pepsodent remove dingy surface stains from your teeth. Persuades your teeth to shine with natural brilliance. Brushing twice a day with Pepsodent plus irium is like spring cleaning your mouth. It gives you cleaner, brighter, smoother teeth and keeps them at high shining luster. The surefire recipe for a million-dollar smile is dazzling teeth. So why not invest a quarter now for a tube of Pepsodent toothpaste with irium?
And now may I present one of the most charming and talented members of Hollywood's younger generation, soon to be seen in The Wizard of Oz, MGM singing sensation Miss Judy Garland.
Mr. Hope, I hope that you will not be cross. I hope that you won't think that I'm a bore. But when I heard you sing that lovely song to Shirley Ross, I knew that Gable didn't matter anymore. It had to be. It had to be you. I looked all around and finally found marvelous you. For you are the one, say what you will. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you. Wonderful you had to be you.
Why, Judy, I didn't know you felt this way about me.
Well, Mr. Hope, I used to like Clark Gable and Robert Taylor, but you're different.
I know it, Judy. I've been told that before.
Gee, I've seen all your pictures and I listen to you every time you're on the air. No matter what the rest of the family wants to hear.
Well, I hardly know what to say. Imagine meeting my fan face to face.
But, Mr. Hope, it's not that. It's deeper than that. You see, well, you're my crush. You're my dream man. You're my Prince Charming.
Now, wait a minute, Snow White. Let's not have a scene. After all, I may be just a passing fancy in your life.
Oh, no, Mr. Hope. This is the real thing. It's lasted almost two whole days.
Gosh, and in Hollywood, too.
Oh, you men are all alike. Always joking. Why, I don't think you even know what it means to have a crush on somebody.
Oh, don't I? How do you think I felt last week when they told me Hedy Lamarr to elope with someone else?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I suppose you feel you just ought to go out and jump off a cliff and end it all.
Well, I want to have a long talk with Madeline Carroll first.
Oh, well, never mind them, Mr. Hope. I'm not like other girls. I'm willing to take you just as you are. Isn't that just too wonderful?
But, Judy, look, I'm flattered. I'm glad that you told me, only...
Only what?
Well, do you think I'm your type?
Oh, Mr. Hope, I know I'm not worthy of you, but you don't have to love me. Right away.
But, Judy, I mean, after all, I'm not exactly...
Oh, I might have known it. Are you somebody else's crush?
Well, not exactly, but, well, there are some strings attached.
Oh. Then you are someone else's crush.
Well, I was, but she married me.
Oh, gee, that's awful. But I can go right on having a crush on you, can't I? From a distance, I mean.
Judy, with so many other handsome men in Hollywood, why did you have to pick on me?
Well, you see, Mr. Hope, it was like this. First, I picked out Clark Gable to have a crush on, but I had too much competition. He didn't appreciate me.
Oh, well, what could you expect from that tap dancer?
Then I had a crush on Robert Taylor, but I guess I had too much competition there, too. And after Robert Taylor, all that was left was a choice between you and Tyrone Power.
Tyrone Power. Beauty versus beast.
And I picked you. I guess I was tired of competition.
Yeah. I guess so.
Oh, Mr. Hope, you're wonderful. Say you'll be the man of my dreams.
But, Judy, really, I'm not the kind of man for you. I'm not good enough for you. Well, I pull little dogs' tails, and I take candy away from babies. And once I gave a canary a hot foot.
you're so brave and masterful.
Well, maybe I am on the surface, but underneath I'm a no-good guy, Judy. Take my word for it. Hope is a louse.
But you're a good louse.
Yeah. No, Judy, it's no use. We couldn't get along together.
Then you're turning me down?
Don't take it so hard, Judy. None of the others did.
All right. You don't have to tell me. I know. It's the old, old story. It's the woman who pays. I'm sorry I bothered you. Now I know how Greta Garbo felt when Robert Taylor left her in Camille. But don't worry about me, Mr. Hope. I'll recover. Time is a great healer. But I won't forget. I never will. Though you're a cat, I love you still. It had to be you. Wonderful you. Had to be you.
Say, Judy, can a cad say a few words in his own defense before you go? Tell me, why don't you have a crush on someone near your own age?
Well, most of the boys I know think I'm only an in-between. You know, not old enough to be a glamour girl and too old to go around with dolls.
Well, I hope I'm never too old to go around with dolls, but you know... You know, Judy, I've been having the same trouble you've had. Tell me, do you think I'm old enough for Carol Lombard?
Well, of course.
And I guess she has some other reason.
Gee, that's too bad. Well, so long, Mr. Hope. I've got to go now.
Judy, you can't get away without giving us one of those Garland specials.
Well, all right. Would you like to hear Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones?
Would I? Let's have it.
Hey, Rufus Rastus Brown, spread the news around, all around the town. It's a holiday. Stop your work and play. Hurry on your way. Tell the world about this celebration. This is one thing that concerns the nation. Sing the glory hallelujah. Get Hosanna running through ya. I am here to say it's a big holiday everywhere. For the Jones family has a brand new heir. He's the joy heaven sent, and we proudly present Mr. Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones. When he walks down, he'll never will meet with a name like the name that he got today. When he walks down the street, folks will say, "Pleased to meet Mr. Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones." What a smile, and how he shows it. He'll be happy all day long. What a name, I'll bet he knows it. With that handle, how can he go wrong? And the folks in the town all agree. He'll be famous as he can be. How can he be a dud or a stick in the mud when he's Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones? Go to sleep, my baby, and maybe you'll be up there. autograph by and by. Oh, you're a lucky baby with Franklin D for your name. Mrs. Jones's baby boy is a welcome resident. Give him a fishing rod for a toy. He's the future president. Hooray for young Franklin D. Jones. Give a cheer for the babe of the year. Oh. How can he be a dud or a stick in the mud? Just you wait and see. He'll make history, 'cause he's Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones.
Thank you very much, Judy Garland. That really was great. And now, here's a word from Bill Goodwin, who has a crush on Irium.
Thank you, Bob. Nearly all toothpaste comes in a tube, keeps fresh, and is pleasant enough to taste. You can expect this from any toothpaste. But Pepsodent toothpaste has all of this, plus an important something the others haven't got. The extra something is Irium. That's the lively super addition that steps up Pepsodent's action, brightens the results. Irium helps Pepsodent remove the unattractive surface stains that cloud over your smile. It brings out the natural luster. At least twice a day, night and morning, every day of your life, brush your teeth with Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium, and you'll quickly be rewarded. It won't be long before you'll say, "I never dreamed my teeth could sparkle so. I never knew my mouth could feel so fresh, so clean." It certainly feels grand to have well-groomed teeth.
I have eyes to see with, they see only you.
And now Bob Hope brings you his version of that popular new song hit, I Have Eyes.
I have eyes to see.
Bob, shh.
Yes, Bill, shh.
Bob, listen, I have a swell idea how we can both make money.
No, Bill, this year I'm going to pay my income tax.
No, that isn't what I mean. I think we ought to become spies. Shh. Important spies.
Don't be silly, Bill. There's no money in spying.
Oh, no? Did you ever see a house detective on relief?
Yeah, I guess spying is a good racket if you don't lose your head.
You can be famous, Bob. Really, you can be famous. Think of the great spies in history. Think of Mata Hari.
Ah, yes. Mata Hari.
And think of Nathan Hale and Jonathan Daly and Benedict Arnold.
I can't, Bill.
Why not?
I'm still thinking of Mata Hari. But really, Bill, I couldn't be a spy. I don't know how to act.
Bob, let's leave your picture work out of this.
Yeah. All right, Bill, I'll go into the spy racket with you, but I'll have to get a spy suit.
A spy suit? What's that?
Oh, it's nothing. You just go out with a bloodhound and a black coat and vest.
And what pants?
The bloodhound.
Well, come on, Bob. Let's get busy.
Okay.
The Hope and Goodwin Spy Salon. A snitch in time pays the rent. What's that? A Hope and Goodwin very good at shadowing people in dark alleys? Well, I should say so. They're real slinkers. No, I said slinkers. Okay, just a minute. It's for you, Cheese.
Yeah. Cheese, Patsy, that's Chief. Take the script and read it.
That's Cheese. Take the script and smell it.
That's Cheese. I'll take the script and eat it. Hello?
This is Spy Number 1X reporting from Africa, Chief.
Greetings, Spy 1X. Where's Spy 2X? Isn't he with you?
No, Chief. The cannibals had 2X for breakfast.
Come in.
Hello?
Hello? Say, Bill, look, she's beautiful. What grace?
Yeah, what form?
What telephone number?
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Vanya Tanya Sonya Henya Notgranovich Babuchka. Oh, but you can call me Tutsky.
Well, what do you want with me?
Oh, I need help. If you do not help me, I shall have to kill you.
Kill me? Kill me?
Yes. I will shoot you or stab you or poison you. I'll take you in my arms and squeeze you to death, smothering you with kisses. How would you like that?
I'd like Dot. Say, where do you come from, Tootsie Whatskin?
I come from the little country of Schlemilia.
Schlemilia! What a small world this is.
Ah, yes. I shall never forget my last day in Schlemilia. Bombs bursting. People were dropping like flies. The streets were covered with blood. Oh, it was so beautiful.
I can see. Look, Tootsie, what can I do for you?
You must save me from my cousin, the ambassador from Schlemilia, Rat-Face the Repulsive.
Well, what happens if I find him?
Undoubtedly, he will kill you.
And what happens if I don't find him?
Undoubtedly, I will kill you.
What's in it for me?
Either way, you'll be buried with full military honors. Until then, I say, hello.
Yeah. Come on, Patsy, we got to go to the Schlemilian embassy.
Right. Hello? Oh, it's for you, Chief.
For me? Hello.
Mr. Hope.
Yes?
Say, listen, you'll never catch me, you old spidery spy, because you're just a ham and hams can't fly. I ask myself this as I flit on my way. Is Hope a big dope? Oh, boy, I'll say.
Say, who is this?
Oh, just a great big stork.
A stork? What are you doing here with me?
Just looking over one of my mistakes.
Come on, Patsy. Let's go to the embassy and meet Ratface the Repulsive. Here we are. This looks like the embassy.
Yeah, look at that sign. Embassy of Schlemilia. Office hours, 12:30 to 1. Treaty's broken Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Goodman, you stay outside, and if we have any trouble with Ratface, blow up the embassy.
Right, Chief. Are you armed?
And how? I'm armed to the teeth.
Say, you'd better not yawn or that club will fall out.
Ring the bell, Patsy.
Hello?
Tootsie.
Hoopsky.
Runsky.
No, Patsy, don't run. I'm right behind you. Where's Ratface, Tootsie?
Here comes Ratface now.
Greetings, Rat. Meet a diplomat.
Why, it's Professor Colonna with the Bay Rum Aroma. Tell me, are you the ambassador?
Ah, yes, and I'm the president, secretary of war, navy, state, interior, exterior. In fact, I'm the whole Schlemiel.
I can believe that.
And who is the little wren with you?
This is Matta Kelly, the international spy. She loves you, Professor.
Ah, my little Matta. You've made me so much gladder, and all my cares will scatter because your heart belongs to Data.
Professor, tell me, were you ever caught as an ambassador without portfolio?
Ah, yes. Briefcase, wasn't it?
What has been your worst experience, Professor?
Once, for no reason, I was held for treason and placed against the wall to be shot.
Did they shoot you?
I don't know, Nave. I was blindfolded. Will you pardon me? I feel a bomb coming on.
Ambassador, you've blown up the whole block. Why did you throw that bomb into the street?
I love parking space.
Well, Professor, your goose is cooked.
Why so, Nave?
I can prove that you're a traitor and have been carrying on with the enemy spy, Sonya the snitch.
What proof have you?
I was in a closet and took a picture of you kissing Sonya. Here, look at the picture. What do you think of that?
Not bad. I'll take a half a dozen.
Come on, come on, Hope. Let's get out of this place. This guy's a screwball.
Yes, isn't he? Who said that? I did. And I apologize. Colonna, I'm sorry I insulted you. Silence. I refuse to accept your apology. I am a screwball. Colonna, you are not. I am. All right, you are. Oh, so you admit it. Take that. That's one tooth gone. And that. And that. Help! I'm shooting off my mouth.
Come on, Patsy. It's nearly midnight. Goodman should be getting ready to light the fuse.
Oh. Hey, look, look. The radio station blew up.
Well, I carried out your instructions, Bob.
But I told you to blow up the embassy.
Embassy? Great Scott, I thought you said NBC.
And thanks for the memory. If one more friend we've made with our small cavalcade, it's evident that Pepsodent will keep us on parade. So thank you so much.
Say, excuse me, Bob, but I hear you're having Jack Oakey as your guest star next week.
Yeah, and I'm really happy about that, Bill, for that great guy, great comedian Jack Oakey. And then we're going to have Patsy Kelly, Skinny Ennis and his band, our six hits and a miss, Jerry Colonna, and
Bob Hope.
Thank you, Bill Goodman. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
I Have Eyes is from Paris Honeymoon, and this is Bill Goodwin speaking. Don't forget, Pepsodent with Irium brings you Bob Hope next Tuesday night at this same time. Good night.
Joe has a slight cold. Emily has the grip. Tom is home with flu. Makes you wonder when your turn is coming. Well, don't wait for flu or grip or a cold to strike you before you do something. Start now this very evening to help guard against this epidemic. Gargle with Pepsodent Antiseptic. Because it contains chlorothymol, Pepsodent Antiseptic kills germs in seconds, even when diluted with two parts water. Pepsodent Antiseptic containing chlorothymol reduces the germ count in your mouth as much as 97%. And here's something to remember. No other leading brand can match Pepsodent's extraordinary germ-killing power. So gargle with Pepsodent Antiseptic tonight. Taste chlorothymol in action and know that it's killing germs. This is the National Broadcasting Company.